My mom recently purchased me this tie, and I absolutely love it. I've always loved the game of basketball. My college coach would always tell me to master the fundamentals of the game. And he always told me and the team that if we master the fundamentals, that we could go on and win national championships. Some people say, well, I'm not radical, Matt. I'm not going to be a radical Christian. I'm just going to be kind of lukewarm about what I believe and about going to church and about telling others about the Lord. Just don't be a fundamentalist. You can have faith in God, but don't be a fundamentalist Christian. They're too judgmental. Look, you should embrace fundamental Christianity at the foundation and hold on to the fundamentals of the Bible. A lot of false religions out there will spend time training and getting people developed for outreach. They will do anything they can to become skilled in the lies that they've learned. Listen, we should do everything in our power to become skilled in the Holy Scriptures, in God's Word, the Holy Bible. Don't let anybody tell you for a minute that we should have a negative connotation towards being fundamental about our faith. The Bible says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered to the saints." The devil wants you to not take God seriously. He'll do anything he can to keep you from being effective. And that's why the world loves the fake Christianity of today, the modern rock and roll fun center churches. He doesn't care what they do. He cares more about shutting down and stopping and putting a halt to those who stand on the fundamentals of the Bible. He wants to shut them down because he knows that they are the ones that can be effective, that they're the ones that are going to knock doors, tell others about the Lord, that they're the ones that are going to get local churches, local Baptist churches to grow. And you should be a Baptist. I believe in being a fundamental Baptist. John the Baptist in the Bible was not John the Catholic. He was not John the Lutheran, John the Pentecostal, John the Seventh-day Adventist. No, he was John the Baptist. When people say fundamentalist Christianity, it's so dangerous. Yeah, it is dangerous to falsehoods. It's dangerous to lies because it shines so much light against the forces of evil and against darkness. Fundamentalism is not some poison. The poison is watering down what the Bible says and making it out like we shouldn't take it seriously. Yes, are there some really weird cults out there that claim fundamentalism? Sure. Are there some bad apples? Absolutely, but don't let them spoil the bunch. This world desperately wants you to compromise, and they will be so happy if they can get you to compromise because it will make them feel secure in their disbelief of the facts. But if you take a strong stand and you do not compromise, you're going to make a difference. And if you have compassion, the Bible says, some having compassion, making a difference. You want to make a difference in somebody's life? Speak the truth in love, but don't be afraid to open your mouth boldly for the cause of Christ. I guess I don't really care that much about what the whole world thinks. They can all declare me a hate monger, but at the end of the day, I'm only concerned about what Jesus thinks. I'm only concerned about what God thinks of me. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this video, and I hope that it's been a blessing to you. But more importantly than that, if you are not sure that you're going to heaven when you die, it is so important to get that nailed down. Make sure to check out The Bible Way to Heaven. I have it linked on the channel here, and it tells you about how you can know that you'll go to heaven with our Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus the Christ.